Fine. So this is the answer. Ya Abbas, qul, say, li akhika, to your brother, alladhi, brother, this is the naat for akhi, yadrusu fi sanati thaniyati. He is studying in the second year. Yatini, what is the meaning of yatini? No, he comes to me. He comes to me, gadan. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now here there is a little bit of more explanation needed, but I won't do it. But look at the spelling of yatini. I only want you to note. Later on we will do it, but I won't explain you. What is here, Sister Maimuna? Yatini. Break it down. Where is the verb? Yati. There is no ya. Huh? Okay. Remember, it is only yati. There is no ya. What happened to the ya? Okay. And what is nun? Nunu vikaya. And what is ya mutakallim? Mafulun bihi. He comes to me. Okay, are you with me? Now you must only note down that one ya is missing. Actually, it should have been are you with me? It should have been yatini. He comes to me. Now here there is no ya. Why I'm telling you? For two reasons. To make you aware that there is no typo here. Otherwise you will jump to the conclusion. There is a typo here. Ya has been dropped. There is a typo. No. There is no typo. Everything is correct. Ya has been dropped. Okay, brothers and sisters? Okay. Now, ya has been dropped, there is a reason, and that reason you will study in book 3. So then we are not going to go deeper into it, except that there is no typo, and ya is definitely dropped. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I will take one more minute to explain you a little bit, and then we'll do it in later on. It will come, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, how do you make a fi'l mudari'a majzum? If it ends with dhamma, you give it a sukoon. Are you with me? How do you make fi'l mudari'a majzum? If it ends with dhamma, you give it a sukoon. Are you with me? If it ends with noon aata hai, noon jata hai, you drop the noon. But what happens when the verb is naqis? Means it ends with a ya or waw. How do you make that verb majzum? You drop that weak letter. Okay, are you with me? Sister Arifa, here is yati. Sister, now I am. What is yati? No, mudariya. What is yati? Mudariya. Actually, it is yati you. Later on, we will do the analysis. We'll say, fi'lun. Are you listening? This is only for your listening now, for your listening pleasure. Yati you is fi'lun mudariyun marfu'un bidammatil muqaddara. There is an estimated dhamma there, which we don't see. Sister Sumaya, if it is Bab Daraba Yadari Bu. So where is Yati? You. Where is you? It is there. Our mind can see, but our eyes can't see. Now these are all because of the Naqis verb. When I say nakis, means weak verbs ending with ya or waw. Okay, fine. How do I make it mansub? Yatiya, mashallah, like yashtariya. Remember, ashtariya. We have done it. So I will make it a fata. Oh no, make it majzum, brother. Yati. What did you do, brother? Okay, so here is how it works. If you have yadhab, what will you say? Fi'lun, mudariun, majzumun, bisukun. If you drop the noon, yadhabu, then you will say fi'lun, mudariun, majzumun, bi'azfin. How will you say ya'ati? Majzum bi hadfi harfi illa. How will you say? Fi'lun mudariun and then majzumun bi hadfi harfi illa. Are you with me, brother and sister? This is, you know, like bi hadfi noon. Remember, we used to say, we still say hadfi noon. But when you drop the weak letter, to make it majzum, then what will you say? Bi hadfi harfi illa. Mean by dropping the weak letter, it became majzum. So that is the last thing that we will be learning about making the fi'l mudariya majzum if it ends with a weak letter. Brother, this is not here, but this verb has come. I want you to make a note of it. Maybe you can highlight it and make sure you don't consider it as a typo. Okay. Why it is majzum, we are going to learn in book 3. And since we'll be doing all the naqis verbs in the next few lessons, this knowledge is the beginning of it, and it will be very, very helpful to you, brother. Let me tell you something. I thoroughly enjoyed these. I savored them like a biryani and pakora and jalebi and halwa puri. I used to love it. When will you love it, brother? When you understand it. And then the Quran will open up. Brother, Quran will open up to you. I would like to sit with you and do the analysis of the Quran. And all these important, important things, brother. You know, it will amaze you. And you will say, you know, I've been reading it for years and years. It never occurred to me that these things are like this, you know. But inshallah, Allah will bless us with the knowledge. And we will understand Quran in a much in-depth way. I think we are all out of steam. Our batteries need to be recharged. Let's have a cup of tea, brothers and sisters, and some snacks. I wrote it down on the board, something. I want you to copy it and make a note of it. Kana, verb, with an imperfect verb. Brother, fi'l madi is called perfect. Means the action has been done. Khalas. Action has been done. Perfected. But mudariya is called imperfect. Because the action has not completed. It's in process. So, kana with imperfect verb. Kana with mudariya gives the sense of past continuous. Now, this you know in English. Past continuous. I was doing something. I was going, I was learning, I was reading. Kana yamalu. Kana yamalu. Amila yamalu. To do something. Kana yamalu fil masnai. Masnai is factory. Means he was working in the factory. So this is the sense of continuity. Or you can say, how do you say he used to work? Then you will say kana yamalu. Means he used to work. So keep that thing in mind. What is that thing, important thing? Kana with fail mudarya gives you the sense of past continuous. How would you say, I had heard it, I had written it, had written it? Then you will use kana with a madhi. And that will give you the sense of had. What will it give you the sense of? Had heard or had done. I had written him a letter. I had written him a letter. How will you say? Kana will be kuntu. Kuntu. Kataptu. Kataptu. Hu. Risalatan. Are you with me? Kuntu. Hu. Risalatan. Keep that in mind. So kana, brother and sister, kana with madhi, another verb with a madhi, gives you the feeling of had. Past perfect means had done something. Are you with me? So if you want to write a sentence keeping that I want to use as I had done something, I'd heard something, I had gone somewhere, then you will use kana with fi'l madhi. And for continuity, you will use kana with mudarya. Keep that in mind. It will, inshallah, help you. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? This is an extra note for you to bear in mind. This will help you later on when we learn Quran and everything, inshallah. So, we come to tamareen, brothers and sisters. Aina kana anwaru waqifan. Translation. Aina kana anwaru waqifan. Where was Anwar studying? MashaAllah. Where was he studying? Kana waqifan. Kharijal fasli. Kharijal fasli. Very good, brother. A yuridu ammaru ayin yatruka jamiata. What will be the answer, brother? What will you say, brother? La hadha ghairu sahihin. Hadha ghairu sahihin. Okay? This is not correct. Okay, brothers and sisters. Manalladhi abuhu safirun. Whose father was ambassador? Abu Ibrahima. What will be the answer? Abu Ibrahim Safirun. Right? Father of Ibrahim is the ambassador. Manil Ladi Abuhu Shurtiyun Mutaqaidun. Who's the retired police officer? Abu Yaquba. Abu Yaquba. Very good. Who Abu Yaqub? You can say, Sister Suhaina. Who Abu Yaqub? Man zahaba ila al-maktabati? Uthmanu zahaba ila al-maktabati. Are you with me, brother and sister? Fine, brother. Man allafa. See, look at the verb. Allafa. Form 2. It has got, how many letters are there? Four letters. How will you make it mudariya? Allafa. You allifu. You allifu. Man allafa lisan al Arabi. Who wrote? Allafa means to write, to author. Who wrote lisan al Arabi? What will you say? Allafahu ibn Manzur. Allafahu ibn Manzur. Very good. He kam juz'an huwa. Huwa fi ishrina. Fi ishrina juz'an. Fi ishrina juz'an. Very good. Akanatil maktabatu maftuhatan. لا كانت مغلقة مغلقة. حامد مريض الآن. So brother, what happens actually? حامد مريض. What is حامد مريض؟ مبتدا خبر. Bring in كان. كان حامد مريضا. So مبتدا became اسم كان and خبر became خبر كان. So it's easy brother. كان حامد مريضا أمسي. زينب طالبة. How will you say? كانت زينب طالبة. زينب was a student. So as you can see, it is مبتدا and خبر and كانا comes, okay, and changes into اسم كانا and خبر كانا. اقرأ مثال ثم أدخل كانا على الجملة الآتية. Brothers and sisters, read the example. We read it, and now you put كانا in the following sentences. Brother Hassan.
كانا الماء باردا.
You are right. You are absolutely right. كان الماء باردا. What will you how will you translate? Water was cold. Correct. Absolutely correct. Brother Abdul Samad. Maftuhan. The door was open. Brother Abdul Mukim. What did you say, brother?
The windows was.
Is it correct? Everybody is shaking their heads. كانت because the اسم كانا is مؤنث. كانت النافذة مغلقة. The door was closed. Very good. Sister Nusrat. مدرسا ما شاء الله. Sister مدينة. الرجل نصراني. نيان نصراني يان. Got the idea? كان الرجل نصراني يان because خبر كان منصوب. Very good. Sister رحيمة. الجو بارد. كان الجو باردا. كان الجو باردا. Okay. Sister عارفة. المدير جالس في غرفته. ما شاء الله. كان المدير جالسا في غرفته. Now this translation is easy. The مدير was sitting in his room. سيستر ميمونة. هذه الساعة رخيصة. كانت هذه الساعة. You will still use هذه. كانت. This watch was inexpensive. كانت هذه الساعة رخيصة تن. Sister Nasri. Yes. كان عمر تاجرا غنيا. Not as to match. تاجرا غنيا. Correct? Sister Mayanas. Amuna. Mudira Madrasatin. Mudira Madrasatin. Translation. Was. A school. Indefinite. He was a headmaster of a school. Very good. So Hamidun Talibun, brothers and sisters, Al Mubtada Al Khabar, Kana Hamidun Taliban, Ismu Kana and fine. Ismu Kana Marfu'un. Highlighted, brother. Ismu Kana Marfu'un, Wabar Khabar Kana Mansurun. Now we come to La Yazalu. Now remember, brother and sister, if it's for oneness, then it will become La Tazalu. Yazalu, Yazalani, Yazaluna, and then Tazalu. And if it is Yazalu, five in our pocket. Tazalu, Tazalu, Azalu, Nazalu. As the need arises, we will use it, brother. Okay. Ibrahimu Naimun. Translation, brothers and sisters? Ibrahim is sleeping. How do you say he's still sleeping? La yazalu Ibrahimu Naiman. Are you with me? Means he is still sleeping. He continues to sleep. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, what is La? Harfu Nafi. What is Yazalu? Fi'lun, Mudari'un, Nakisun, Marfun bi Dhamma. Where is the Ismu Yazalu? Ibrahim. Where is the Khabar? Naima. That's the way we do it. Inshallah. Aminatu Naimatun. Amina is sleeping. How will you say now? La Tazalu Aminatu Naimatan. Translation? Amina is still sleeping. Amina is still sleeping. Very good, brother. Now you got to use it in the sentences. Sister Sumaya, you got a very nice sentence. Hishamun. Azaban. Azaban. La yazalu Hishamun Azaban. What is the meaning of it? Hishamun Azabun. Translate Hishamun Azabun. Hisham is a bachelor. Okay? Now you say Hishamun. He's still a bachelor. Bichara bachelor. Are you with me, brother or sister? He's still a bachelor. Okay. You got the idea, Sister Sumaya? He still is a bachelor. Hasn't found his life partner. Al mudarisu jalisun indal mudiri. Sister Fatima, what will you say? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Excellent. That was very beautiful. La yadalul mudarisu jalisan indal mudiri. Translation? Yeah, he's still sitting with that master. So this is how we use the verb yazalu, zala yazalu. Sister Suhaina? Yeah, translation? Yes, now? Yeah, still sick. He continues to be sick. Got the idea? Sister Hafsa? Ha-ran. Means the weather is still hot. No relief. We can say here, La yadalu al-jawu baridan. The weather is still cold. Okay, Sister Abir. Al-maktabatu mughlaqatun. MashaAllah, excellent, excellent. Translation now, sister.
The library is still closed.
Yeah, library is still closed, you know. So you will say, La Tazalu. That was very clever of you. Tazalu. Why Tazalu? Because the Ismu La Yazalu will be Muannas. Excellent, excellent. Brother Hassan, As-sayaratu jadidatun. Sayaratu, it will still be marfu. Sayaratu, jadida, tan. Translation, brother?
The car is still new.
Okay. Abhi khatara nahi bani hai. Okay, brother Abdul Samad.
La yazalu hamidun gaiban.
Hamid continues to be absent. He's still absent. Okay, very good, brother and sister. Now we come to something very, very important. Okay, brothers and sisters, we are coming to this part. Inshallah, we'll finish the lesson today. Now, as we know, we did it starting from book one, that there are five special nouns. Asma'ul Khamsa. When you say Afwalul Khamsa, what is Afwalul Khamsa? Noon Ata, Noon Jata, MashaAllah. May Allah bless you, sister. That's easy, yeah? What is Afwalul Khamsa? Noon Ata, Noon Jata. That is, and there are seven, but because there is a repetition, we say five. Now we say Asma'ul Khamsa. And what is the speciality of Asma'ul Khamsa? We did it in book one. Now we are going to do it in detail. Brother and sister. These are five. They say there are six also. But let us start with five. They are called Asma'ul Khamsa. Five special nouns. One is Abu. One is Akhu. And then Hamu. Then Famu. And then we did our favorite. Zu. Zu is also like that. Zu comes in Asma'ul Khamsa. Okay. Brother, what is so special about Abun? Make it definite. Al-Abu. What will you say? Al-Abu. But when this becomes mudaf, how do I say Abu Muhammadin? Then I have to give it a vowel. With single dhamma. Abu Muhammadin. When will the spelling change? When it is only coming as a mudaf. Otherwise not. It comes as a mudaf, the spelling will change. Same thing will be Ahun. Right now we are only doing two, but there are more. Okay. Abu Muhammadin. Now I want to say I saw father of Muhammad. Ra'aitu Aba. With Aleph. I will say Ra'aitu Aba. Now I want to say Sallamtu ala. I say Salamu alaikum. Ala, ala, harf shar. Abi. How will you write down Abi? With ya. Abi. And if there is a mudaf ilahi, ha, then it will be joined. Okay, inshallah. So, how do you describe it, brothers and sisters, in our grammatical explanation? Ja'a Abu Muhammadin. Now I am writing here. Ja'a Abu Muhammadin. Where is the file of Ja'a, brother? Abu, how will you describe, brother? Abu is a fa'il, marfoon. Now what shall I say? Ja'a Abu, Abu fa'ilun, marfoon, wa alamatu rafa'ihi al-waw. Why? Li'annahu min athmal khamsa. Are you with me? What will you say? Li'annahu min asma'il khamsa. Min asma'il khamsa. Are you with me? You want me to write down? I will say here, Abu fa'ilun marfu'un. You will get used to this. Wa alamatu Rafi he. Raf, he. Huh? Al wahu li annahu minal asma'il khamsati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? We have to understand it. Huh? Okay. For the time being, try to understand first, and then it will come to you with ease. Huh? So, brothers and sisters, Ja Abu. Abu is file. Huh? And file is marfu. Usually there is a sign of marfu. Huh? Dhamma. Okay. In this case, the sign of marfu is wow. Huh? Sign of marfu is wow. Why? Why it is wow? It's very unusual. Because it is one of those five special nouns. See, zu. Remember zu? Zu always comes as a mudaf and comes with wow. So the sign of marfu is wow. Huh? And then za. Remember za? It's mansub. So what is the sign of mansub? Alif. Why? And then V. Sign of majrur. Yeah. Then you'll have to say, if you have to describe zu and you see waw, then you'll say it is marfu wa alamatu rafa'ihi al-waw. And then li annahu in a small khamsa. You will get used to all these things. They will flow from your mouth with such a fluency that you will say sometimes, I have known this for a long, long time, you know, inshallah. Are you with me, brother? Now I say to you, I have to watch time, huh, brother? Ra-ai-tu. Brother, ra-ai is your fi'l, tu is your fi'l. Ra-ai-tu, I saw. Saw what? I need mafulun bihi. Aba Muhammadin. So what is Aba? You say Aba, mafulun bihi mansubun. Now what will you say? Wa alamatu nasbihi al alif. Li annahu. Same little changes. Aba, mafulun bihi mansubun. Khalas. Wa alamatu now nasbihi. Al alifu. Li annahu. This will not change. Huh? Are you with me? Shall I write down again? Inshallah. Maybe sister. It's okay. Very good, brother. Now I change it, brother. Kultu li abi Muhammadin. Okay. I forgot one thing, you have to say it, huh? Okay. Brother, Abu is your here. Rafi, waw, li'annahu min asfal khamsa. Wa huwa mudaf. Because it is mudaf, isn't it? This only happens when it is mudaf. So I will write down here. Wa huwa mudafun. This is very beautiful, brother. It's easy and it is very interesting. Huh, Sister Hafsa? Abir, inshallah, you will understand. Slowly, we will be repeating it a lot, brother and sisters. Now, ra'aytu. So I will say, ra'aytu, fi'al, fa'al, aba, mafulun bihi mansubun. Mafulun bihi is always mansub. And what is the sign of its mansub? Wa alamatu nasbihi. Remember, Rafa'ihi, nasbihi, jarrihi. These are the things. Nasbihi al-alifu li'annahu min al-asma'al khamsati. Wahuwa mudaf. They are always coming as mudaf. Now I say to you, brother and sister, kultu. Fiel and file. Li harfjar. What is abi? Ism majrur. So how will you describe? Abi ismun majrurun wa alamatu jarrihi al-ya'u li'annahu min asma'al khamsa. Is it easy, inshallah? We'll be repeating it. And then what will you say after that? Wa huwa mudaf. Wa huwa mudaf. That's all, brother and sister, inshallah. Brother, if you write down a couple of times at home, and inshallah, if you come regularly to the class, you will be hearing it so many times that inshallah, you will not miss out anything. Look at these examples. Dakhala zamiluka. Dakhala is verb. There is the fa'il. Zamilu. Fa'ilun marfun bidamma. Sahi? Bidamma. And huwa mudaf and ka mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Raitu zamilaka. What is zamila? Maful bi mansubun. Alamatu nasbihi al fatahat. Alamat nasbihi. What is alamat of nasab? Fatah. Kultu li zamili. What is li zamili? Ism majrur. And alamat of the jar is kasra. Now look at this. Ja'a abuka. What is abu? Abu fa'ilun. Marfu'un. Well, what is the sign of its marfu? Al-Waw. Li'annahu min al-asma al-khamsa. Wa huwa mudaf and then mudaf ilayh. Ra'aytu abaka. What is aba? Mafulun bihi mansubun. Wa alamatu nasbihi al-alifu. Li'annahu min al-asma al-khamsa. Wa huwa mudaf and mudaf ilayh. And kultu li abika. I wrote down Abi Muhammadin. Here is abika. Fine. Li harfcha. What is abi? Ism majrur. Wa alamatu jarrihi al-ya'u. Li'annahu min al-asma al-khamsa. Wa huwa mudaf and ka mudaf li. Now same thing goes to kala akhuka. Your brother said. Kala is verb. Where is the fa'il? Akhu. Fa'il is akhu. Okay. And marfu'un. وَعَلَامَتُ رَفْوَئِهِ الْوَاوُ لِأَنَّهُ مِسْمَرَ الْخَمْسَ وَهُوَ مُدَافِ and كَا مُدَافِ لَيْهِ. Sister Maimuna, is it clear, sister? Inshallah. Sister Arifa? Inshallah. Brother and sister, these are not difficult. Understanding is what needed. Once you are strong in your مُدَافِ مُدَافِ لَيْهِ, Alhamdulillah, things are clear. Sa'altu akhaka. I asked your brother. Akha is mafulun bihi mansubun. Akha mafulun bihi mansubun. Wa alamatu nasbihi al-alif. Li'annahu min al-asma'ul khamsa. Wa huwa mudaf. Hadha li akhika. Translation, brother. Hadha li akhika. This is for your brother. This belongs to your brother. This is for your brother. So brother, hadha mubtada. Where is our khabar? Li akhi. Jar majrur shubu jumla khabar. So what is li? Harf jar. What is akhi? Ism majrur. But what is the sign of it being majrur? Al yaw. Why? Li annahu. When you say why? Because. لِأَنَّهُ وَنَفْوَالُ الْخَمْسَ وَهُوَ مُدَافْ and كَا مُدَافِ لَهِ. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now, fill in the blanks with the Abu. Let us try. Brother Hassan, first is yours. Remember, Abu is coming as a مُدَافْ. Okay, so watch for the sign. What is the first letter, brother? First sentence. Abuna, yes, that's it. How will you write Abuna? Abu with waw, and na is there. What is the meaning of Abuna? Our father. What about your father? Was a big merchant. Okay, how will you describe Abuna? Abu Mubtada Marfu'un wa alamatu rafa ihi al-waw li'annahu min al-asma'il khamsa wa huwa mudaf mudaf ilayhi. But Abdul Samad, hadhihi sayyaratu li abina, mashallah, very good. Brother Abdul Mukim, araita, did you see our father? Araita abana, very good. Sister Nusrat, aina dhahaba abuki, abuki ya Fatima, mata kharaja abuka, very good. Is Ali abana Zainab, ana arifu abaka. Katabtu risalatan ila abika. Ila abika. Samitu anna abaha. Tabibun shahirun. Brothers and sisters, we end here now. And inshallah, we'll continue again. If you try to finish it yourself, it will be interesting. It is not difficult. Rabbana atina fi dunya asanatam wa fil akhirati asanatam wa kina azab an-nar. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب